Hey, it's Nadine.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. It was like silent. I'm all, if you can hear me, I'm going to hang up and call right back.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was like all of a sudden it went silent, and I'm like, Michael, are you there? Did you hit the mute button? It was like dead silent. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so my question was, do you pay the lead budget front? That's your allocated budget.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when the team calls you to activate your leads, then you would pay the lead budget up front, and then as the lead comes in, you'll deduct it from the budget depending on what you get in that first month, rolls over, and then depending on what you receive in the first month, it's going to determine what you pay the following month for leads.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So are you ready to get it started?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So I just want to update some information, make sure I got everything accurate on my end. I have Mike at GranitePeakGC.com. That's the best email for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the 805-328-0428 is the best number to reach you on, always.
Yes. Oh, one more question I had. So I had a phone number.
A tracking number?
Yeah, it was like a, I guess it followed into like a answering page or, it was a different phone number for myself. I think it was Google something. I forget what it was called.
Uh-huh.
It was like a different phone number I used for advertising.
Okay. You have a Google tracking number, you mean?
Yeah. Is it possible that same number that I had before? No.
Oh, you mean you're talking about with us? The tracking number? I can ask. I know that you'll, I can ask them about it. I'll note that in there that you're looking for to see if you could have the same tracking number that you had with us previously. I don't know. The team would have a better answer on that. But you're definitely going to have a local tracking number because that's the way that you're going to be able to track your calls that you're even getting, you know what I mean, from the program. And it's how Google's going to be able to track what was qualified and what wasn't, okay? So you will have a tracking number. I don't know if it'll be the same one, but I'll notate that in there, that if there is a possibility that you would love to have the same one, okay?
Well, it was like an answering service, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, I'll mention that to them about the answering service, okay, where it's like a greeting, right? You're talking about the call tracking greeting? Where it'll say, press 1. I think that's what you had before.
Yeah,
I'll notate that in the account so that way they can talk to you about the call tracking grading. Yeah, I did see a note on that you had it before. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason why I asked is I have some t-shirts made with that number on it, so I was hoping to get the same number.
Did you really? Oh, okay.
Well, I had them made like, 5 months, 6 months ago, so before I canceled my account, but it's not the end of the world, not a big deal. My website's still on there, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, hey, doesn't hurt to ask, right? What's going to say? We can't retrieve it. So, we'll figure it out. Okay. But I'll let them know that definitely that if you can get that same number, you would prefer, if it is a possibility. Okay.
Yeah. But I was also thinking that, cause I want to expand into Los Angeles as well instead of like just my surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thought was maybe a new number would be better because if I put 805, people in LA are like, well, he's from Ventura, doesn't do a lot of work out here maybe, or it's kind of far, or so I wanted maybe like a neutral number or,
you'd be surprised. When I got a plumber, I'm in Orange County. You know where my plumber came from? Whittier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't care. I just needed someone who was going to do good work and get it done. You know what I mean? But I know what you're saying. Like, maybe if it's a neutral number, it might be better. I think people just call to call because they just need work done. You did beautiful work, by the way. Your website looks really good. I was admiring the website. Now, we also have that helpful tool as well to help you start generating more reviews, okay? So where you could input, like, your, you know, their phone number or their email address, and that's actually going to post. It'll send them a link where they can leave you a review, and that'll post to your Google Business profile page. So we do encourage it. It's a helpful tool through your client dashboard as well. Okay.
Yeah, I remember, I like that because I did that several times. But I would just send that link out to my clients, and they would just go on there and, yeah.
It makes it easier. Do you know what I mean? Yep. You just, in the evening, just boom, 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 put them in and send it, you know? You'd be surprised. Some people are willing to leave you reviews. I know sometimes it's like you're going from one job to the next. Like, you don't have time. Like, I'm just trying to get from one job to the next. Like, I don't have time to beg people to leave me a review. So, you know, we definitely encourage it. We try to make it more simple for you as well. Okay, let me see.
Right.
Yeah, because the more reviews you have, it's the modern-day word of mouth, right? People just get to see and read more about you. And it opens up, you know, also more new doors to their family and friends who are going to know who you are as well. Okay, so let me just go here. Michael, you know the card that we had on file? I don't even know if it's the same card you're going to use, but it was Michael. I don't want to mess up your last name. Is it Houlihan? Is that how you pronounce it? Okay.
Yeah.
And it said Granite Peak General Contracting on the card that we had on file. Is it going to be the same card? Okay. It showed a billing address, 1690 Elliston Court in Sunny Valley, 93065.
Yes.
And this was a Visa. All it shows me is that it ends with 4783 and it expires January of 28.
That's it.
And the CVV code is 802 on the back?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. Now, always, I just like to do everything. I like to cross all T's and dot all I's. I'm going to still walk you through our voice verification recording. Again, it's for your protection, and it's just going to outline the service agreement. When I'm walking you through it, listen, if there's anything that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process that transaction. Okay?
Good.
Okay. Now, also, just to let you know, we're going to ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. Okay? What I call it is a 3-month verbal agreement. Okay? But you pay monthly. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Granite Peak General Contracting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mike Houlihan, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, excuse me, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And you have our 877 number saved in your contacts?
Yes.
Okay. Always know that when we call you, we will call you from the 877 number. Also, it's always important for you to save it because if you need to get in touch with us, you know how to reach us. Okay? Now, also allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I believe that I'm looking right now at your security question. It was your mother's maiden name. Do you want to keep it the same? Your security question?
It was Siegfried.
Hopefully I pronounced that right.
Yes,
Snepper. Okay, Snepper. Do you want to keep it the same? Or do you want to change it?
I just use the one name, or do I use the last name, just the first name?
Just the last name. It's just the last name.
Okay. No, that's fine. You can do that.
Okay. So anytime when you want to identify if it's actually us calling you, just ask what's my security question. You already know that if they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling, or if they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. Okay?
So where are these calls coming from? Like how?
Well, like let's say someone called you, right? And they're like, oh, this is Local Splash. You need to pay, you know, $50 for a verification. Ask them, what's my security question? Or you don't need that, disconnect the call. Because we're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money. Okay? We do this for your protection. It's how you can identify if it's actually us calling you or not. Does that make sense? Michael, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because again, it's to protect you. Okay, so that's why we do the security question. Okay. Now, some of my clients do get called by a company called Yelp, which I'm sure you're familiar with Yelp, right?
No,
Yelp, what they do is basically directory listing. Listen, if you're ever interested in Yelp, before you sign up with them, call us first, because we could probably get you more of a discounted rate, okay?
I would never, ever, why am I living on this earth, would set up for Yelp again.
Did you use them in the past? Oh,
yeah,
no.
I used them. It was a waste of time, waste of money. And then they called me back up after a couple of months, hey, you know, we'll give you this, try it again. I was getting leads. I got a lead. Called it, the guy said, that work was done a year ago.
Uh-huh.
So I complained about it, and they're like, oh, no, that should never happen. I'm like, no, it always happens because you send all the, there's like 50 contractors, 100 contractors.
No way.
Buying for the same lead, so it's.
On Yelp? Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that more with Angie's than with Yelp.
Well, Angie's just as bad, too, but. Yeah, this is with Yelp.
Oh, wow. But, sorry to hear that. Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said,
again,
if they call you, if you're interested, then you let me know, okay, before you sign up with them. Okay.
So you guys are affiliated with them?
We help a lot of our clients with Yelp ads. They prefer that we do it because since we're already managing all their other stuff, and so – you know, we have a team that manages it, right? Because when you see what happens is when you do Yelp ads on your own, you're in charge of your own enhancements, you're in charge of your own, like, negative keywords, positive keywords. Like, you're doing it all yourself. They're not going to help you, right? You're doing it on your own. As opposed to, like, if we were managing it, right? We're watching it, we're updating keyword search terms, you know, we're keeping an eye on that. But then also, like, when you go through us, if you haven't used Yelp ads on your own in 6 months, you qualify for promos that we offer. So, like, a promo would be, it's $4.99 a month for Yelp ads. You get an additional $100 that we'll put up towards the Yelp ads. And so, you're going to have what they call the lead cost, and you're going to also have the cost per click, right? But we're doing the enhancements. We're managing it all. One thing I'm going to tell you with Yelp, okay, anyone that I talk to that wants to sign up for Yelp, first thing I ask them is, how well are you at responding to your messages? Because the majority of the time, it's going to be a message that you're going to receive, right? I had one guy tell me, I don't answer any of my calls or messages until I'm home and I've kicked off my boots and I'm having a cold one sitting in my recliner. I said, well, then Yelp isn't going to be the best option for you because it's going to hurt your ranking if you're not responding to them in a timely manner. That means someone else is going to grab that call. Because you're not the only one that's getting the message. They're messaging like two or three other companies. Because they're on the hunt to find somebody.
Yeah. More than two or three.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm being kind of, you know, not dramatic on it, but yeah, I know. It's probably more, you know.
Yeah, I would get the messages. I would respond quickly, and most of the time,
it was just a dead number. It was
really, yeah.
Never got a.
Or they don't respond back. Yeah.
Yeah. So I never got a response back. I think I got like one, maybe three legit numbers I called. One of them was the guy that said the work was done a year ago. And the other one was not even someone interested in. So that's why, I quit. And I'm like an idiot, I signed up for again because he promised me all this stuff. Same stuff was happening. So. And I would respond pretty quickly because they would run the reports and say, hey, look, I responded within like 15 minutes,
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
No.
Okay. No. Well, yeah, like I said, if you're ever interested, right, because you're getting calls from them and they're trying to, like, don't sign up with them. Come to us first to see what we can do first, okay?
Okay.
To get you more discounted, right? Now.
All right.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As part of the verification process, and again, a lot of this stuff we already have, but I still just got to read it. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, proof of insurance, Google Verified application, and any other recommended documents. Okay, I've asked you to definitely send us your business license again and your COI, okay, just so we make sure we have the current ones, okay? I think you have the Class B general contractor license. Is that the one you carry? Yeah.
Yes.
So make sure you definitely send those to us within the first 7 days, okay? We kindly ask that those documents get submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of that account with us, okay? Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 11th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $374. So this is the $249. Okay, and the $125 to update the Google Verified and get that situated. Okay, we're not charging you the activation budget right now until the team has everything in place, and then they'll call you to activate the leads. Okay, now, as I mentioned, it's a 3-month verbal agreement, so we ask you to stick it out 3 months. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 11th day of each month in the amount of the $249, okay? That's covering the local listing, management, the Facebook ads, directory submissions, voice-activated searches, mobile home, okay? We call that the mobile platform. Now, this will be a monthly recurring payment. Okay, as you know, once you activate your leads, you'll pay the activation budget of $1,300, or if you're wanting to start at a little bit higher, that's up to you, if you want more than the 13 leads to start at. And then depending what you receive in the first month determines what you pay the following month in leads. Okay, everything is trackable. All right. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that number, again, is 877-635-6225. Make sure, Michael, you speak with a live representative. If for any reason you decide you want to cancel, okay, within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee. So, like, let's say, for example, right, you cancel after the second month. You want to cancel the account completely, which I don't see that happening, but I just like to always read it anyways. Then there's going to be a $199 early termination fee. Okay? If you cancel after the 3 months, exactly. But if you were to cancel after the 3 months, there's no termination fee. Okay? I just always, like I said, to read everything verbatim. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, always make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due. Okay? So that way you don't incur the charge on that billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, the only thing left, let me see here. So they just told me, okay, so as far as for your placement, everything looks good. I would still say send me anyway, send it to us, your COI, and send the, let me see here. All we need is a new activation budget to activate this lease. This should be reviewed, optimized. Okay. Let me take a look here.
So you still, you need the license and the COI or just the COI?
Actually, okay, so let me just ask him.
I don't think I remember sending proof of insurance previously.
Yeah, I think, because I think the one that we have on file, let me see, let me ask them.
Yeah, the one you have on file would be expired, I think.
I think so, too. Now, your license, you have it in front of you, right?
Yeah.
The one that I show expires 5/31 of 26.
$531.27.
That was a license?
Yeah, it's $531.27 is my current license.
Okay.
So I can photocopy that and send it to you.
Yeah, send it to us anyways, just so this way we have it and they'll update it. That's good. So, yeah, like I said, send us a license, send us insurance anyways. Okay? And then,
and
let me see here.
Will I get an email? Of what email do I send it to?
You can send it to, you ready? Support.
Hold on.
Okay.
Support.
At.
Mm-hmm.
local/.com. And what will happen is when they receive it, they'll let them know that you sent it there. Then they'll go ahead and update it in the back office on your account.
Okay.
Okay. And then just this last part, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just updating here. I'm going to process the payment. And then I'm going to send you a receipt shortly here. Okay. Now, just so that you know, I'm going to let them know that you want that call tracking greeting so that way someone can reach out to you for that. I don't know what the charge is for it, for the greeting, or if there's going to be, but at least they can go over that with you. Okay? And then...
getting that negative review off as well.
Yes, and I'm going to let the team know that we need to work on that, on getting that review removed. Okay, so that way they can start working on that. Okay, Michael. And then, welcome back.
Thank you.
So I'm going to be sending revisions for them to start working on your Facebook ad. I'll request that they can send the Facebook ad to you so you can review it before it posts, so in case you have a change to it or what have you. And then we'll start working on the local SEO. And then, yeah, so be expecting a call from the team regarding the activation of the lease, okay?
Yes.
And then you can – go ahead.
I have new photos. All the photos they're using for the Facebook ads are outdated, so I have some new photos of new jobs.
Yes, send them. Let me tell you where to send them to. I'm going to text it to you, to your phone. Right. I want you to send photos, and I'm going to put that you're going to be sending pictures to update. You're going to send pictures to photos at local/.com. Let me make sure I spelled local splash right. Oh, my God, Nadine. local/.com. Okay. I'm texting you right now. You're going to send pictures there. Okay? All right. Perfect. All right. Awesome.
All right.
Well,
thank
I'm
you so
super
much.
Excited for you. You're very welcome. And then they're going to be assigning an account manager to you. Once we have who it is, then they're going to call you to introduce themselves, okay?
Right.
All right, Michael. Great. Have a good
Thank
rest
you.
Of the day. You are so welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.